If approved, this revised carbon tax bill would start at $45 per ton starting next year and increase each year by 2%. The fee would apply to all oil, coal, and natural gas produced in the United States or imported. That, in theory, would discourage the use of fossil fuels. In British Columbia, fossil fuel consumption is down since the Canadian province implemented a carbon tax. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says this bill has the potential to reduce emissions in the United States by more than 40% by 2025 compared to 2005 levels, and it would generate more than $2 trillion over 10 years. Rhode Island lawmakers also introduced a carbon tax bill during this legislative session, but ended up withdrawing the bill. Debates over implementing carbon taxes are highly controversial. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.